Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. Only 37% of Americans are eligible to donate blood, many fewer than previous estimates. That's according to a study co-authored by Bill Riley, a healthcare management professor at the University of Minnesota.
What we have been able to establish is that there is about 63 million less eligible blood donors than what has been previously used in blood donor calculations. The public should care because all of us need to have the assurance that safe blood will be available when we need it, especially at the times when it is least expected.
Riley says that the conventional method for estimating the number of eligible blood donors used age as the only criterion. But in reality, a number of other factors can lead to ineligibility, such as high-risk sexual behavior, chronic health conditions, and travel to foreign countries.
It's been well known that there are approximately 31 different what are called exclusionary factors that would make a person ineligible to donate blood. Most of those factors are to protect the recipient of the blood donation. However, some of those exclusionary factors are protecting the donor.
With another Public Health Moment, I'm John Finnegan.